Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
The half-brother of Jesus Christ, James, wrote a letter to the church that exhorts Christians to focus on bigger things than temporal concerns of this earth. In verses 9 and 10 of chapter 1, James flips the script on the class system of the day to a new class or status that is far beyond material gain. James instructs that the poorest, the lowest in the church, should now boast that they have been exalted as joint heirs with Christ, as God will faithfully complete the work that he began in their lives. And to the rich folks, and this is where it gets interesting, James says that they should boast that their wealth has been humiliated and has become worthless. Yes, you heard that right, that the rich should boast that their wealth means nothing in God's economy. God really is the sovereign God of the universe. That truth must then mean your accomplishments, your status, your success, or even your failure, it all means nothing to God. He's not impressed, and even better, he's not ashamed or disappointed in your failures. It sounds so upside down from everything this old world tells us. All that matters to the world is status, success, money, and power. We spend our whole lives being told we have to get an education, a good job, grow in career, become important, and then we will find happiness. Well-meaning people even tell us that our family and other people can bring happiness. Well, they might bring some momentary joy, but when those relationships and all of our success isn't sourced in Jesus Christ, it's all, what does James call it? Perishing. Why does God flip this script? Because he can, and because he is love. There's no greater love than what Christ displayed as he humbled himself to the point of a brutal death so he could once again have a relationship with you. He could care less about who you are or what you've done, good or bad. It's all nothing to him because none of your works can do anything to get you to God. Only Jesus and his pure love can bring you true joy found in your Creator. The very purest form of love is a love that is indifferent to what you can do and just loves you for you. Only God, who made you, can truly and authentically love you for you because he made you. You are valuable to him. You can bring nothing to him, for he is God, and yet, he adores you and wants to call you his own. Will you humble yourself today and accept the warm embrace of Christ? If so, you'll be able to rejoice that the things of this world mean nothing because you walk with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.